This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. The mother of a missing Utah woman, Danielle Staley, who vanished in California earlier this month, says her boyfriend of 13 years has been abusive. 35-year-old Staley was last seen at a bonfire in Aptos near Rio Del Mar State Beach on November 7th at around 11:30 p.m. Santa Cruz County deputies said Staley may be at risk and foul play is potentially involved. Earlier this week, Staley's longtime boyfriend, Alex Nunez, 62, said he had nothing to do with her disappearance, adding that he's helping search for her. Her family says Nunez, who accompanied her to the bonfire, is extremely abusive and manipulative. The pair had been staying on the coast, living in a camper, after arriving in the area at the end of October. Police later found her belongings on the beach, and there has been no indication she went into the water. Mom April Miller says Danielle's family has been concerned the entire time the pair has dated, on and off, for around 13 years. Nunez reportedly said he would take a polygraph test and fears Staley may have had a drug relapse. Quote, "There's cameras there. There's a whole private subdivision there that is nothing but cameras. There has to be some video surveillance of something. Cars going in and out at that particular time between around 11 o'clock and about 6 in the morning." Police have not named Nunez as a suspect in Staley's disappearance, and he is cooperating with the investigation. Police are asking for security footage taken from Beach Drive, Rio Del Mar Boulevard, or the Esplanade between November 5th and 7th. Staley is described as a white female who stands 5 feet 6 inches tall and weighs 120 pounds with blonde hair. She was last seen wearing a dark hooded sweatshirt and leopard print leggings. Anyone with information regarding Staley's whereabouts is urged to contact Santa Cruz County Police at 831-471-1121. More crime and justice news after this. A 24-year-old Ohio man was arrested in Canada after his parents were found dead in their home on Wednesday. Maxwell Anatra is already back in the United States behind bars in Michigan while he awaits extradition back to Ohio. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office in Ohio was called for a welfare check Wednesday morning at the home in Crestline after a coworker of Lisa Anatra, 61, reported that she had not come into work that day. The coworker had gone to the home to check on her and called 911 when he saw what he thought was blood. Officers arrived at the home and made entry, discovering Anatra's body inside. A second victim, Lisa's husband, 63-year-old Matthew Anatra, was found dead in a detached garage on the property. Family members told police that their son, Maxwell Anatra, had been at the home the previous night, but was now unreachable by phone. Investigators soon learned that he had gone to Michigan earlier that morning and may be trying to flee to Canada. Detectives obtained a murder warrant for Anatra's arrest and contacted the Federal Department of Homeland Security. Late Wednesday afternoon, they learned that Anatra had been taken into custody by Canadian officials after he crossed the border. He is being held at the St. Clair County Jail on the Ohio murder warrant. In another case of patricide, a Connecticut man was charged on Saturday with the death of his father, and it's not the first time he's been accused of violent crimes. Joshua Popielarchik's arrest warrant was sealed for 2 weeks, so details of the murder of 62-year-old David Popielarchik are unavailable. Police did say the elder man was found with stab wounds in his living room Friday afternoon. Joshua Popielarchik, 31, was convicted on a misdemeanor charge of strangulation and suffocation last year after the victim dropped her complaint on more serious charges. According to a warrant for that 2023 arrest, police were alerted that Popielarchik had left the scene of a crash, and the woman who was with him said he raped her at his apartment the night before. Avon police officers spoke to the 60-year-old woman and described her as visibly shaken. She told them she had met Popielarchik in rehab and they hit it off, so she spent some time with him after they were discharged from the facility. But Popielarchik began exhibiting what the victim called weird behavior, including going into trances and talking to himself repeatedly. She said he bought a drug from someone who came to his door, and when he took it, she described it as looking into the eyes of Satan. Popielarchik became increasingly violent, often pushing and slapping her and wrapping his hands around her neck. She said he punched her and strangled her, including once when she was lying down for a nap. She told police she wanted to call 911, but feared Joshua would hear her call and kill her. On September 12, 2023, they were listening to music when he started pacing, then shoved her over, pulled off her shorts, and raped her. The following morning, he dragged her out of bed feet first and told her to hurry and get ready. He insisted on taking her with him to purchase marijuana at the threat of death. When they left the house, the woman said Popey Ilarchuk drove so erratically that she persuaded him to let her drive. When he did, however, he began ordering her to drive through stop signs and red lights. When she obeyed traffic laws, he punched her in the head. He gave her directions to his parents' house, where he reportedly banged on the door and confronted the woman who answered, in violation of an order of protection against him. He left his parents' home, and the 60-year-old victim said he had been laughing maniacally while driving and punched her in the face and neck several times. He ran traffic lights and eventually crashed into another car before leaving the scene. The woman said she got away from him when an employee at a dispensary separated him from her after observing that something might have been wrong. Responding officers saw bruising and marks on her face and ear. But the woman soon began avoiding police, who didn't speak with her again until early October that year. At that time, she said she didn't want to pursue charges. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.